Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes you should heal, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Coffee and Convo and messages from me. I just want to let everybody know that I'm right now setting up to do YouTube. So this show will be on YouTube. Please go to my channel, Bonnie Albers On Air, and click subscribe. I keep saying prescribe because I'm a nurse also, but please subscribe. You'll get all the new latest vids that I do on the show. And the cool news is that you get to YouTube actually see me as I'm doing the show. I kind of look a little strange because I haven't gotten the camera right or my makeup and hair this early in the morning, but what you see is what you get. So good morning, everyone. You are here again with Bonnie. I am a psychic spirit medium, but I rock RN. I'm a nurse for many years. I'm a counselor and a life coach. I offer both of those if you go to my webpage, www.BonnieAlbersOnAir.com, and go to my contact page. You will be able to see what I do and contact me. I do readings several ways. I Skype. I can do telephone readings, although I prefer to Skype because then you get to see me and I get to see you. But I love doing Skype. If you don't want the vid on, you can just, you know, call me. You can call me on my phone, or I'll do email readings also. But don't expect them back too soon because typing is not my favorite thing. Anyway, I am on Facebook. I'm also on LinkedIn and Twitter. And so you can follow my shows. You can follow me. If you like me in Blog Talk, please, again, press subscribe, and that way you'll get our shows when we do them. So today, oh, my goodness, first I'd like to say hello. Hi, Candy. I know you're out there. And everybody who is listening to the show today, we are still working on chakras. That's what Spirit has keep bringing to me to bring to you. But today we're actually moving on to one of my favorite chakras and what I rock the most, because you know I'm all about love, love, love. So we are moving to the heart chakra. Yes! I finally got there. They finally let me off the solar plexus and the root chakra. They keep skipping over the sacral chakra, and I would imagine they're going to save that for last, possibly. But right now, we're going to do the heart chakra. And, you know, I love the heart chakra because everything that we rock here on earth is love. We want to attain it. We want to give it. We want to have it. And it doesn't matter what kind of love, love of a pet, love of an animal, love of a person, because we're here to learn lessons. I loved my girlfriend who also is on the show, Leslie. She said we're in Earth School, and that stuck with me. I hate the name school because I can't stand any walls, but we are in Earth School. If we were here to perfect, we really wouldn't be here, because the lessons we learn in Earth School are what creates our soul to grow. Why we're here, what we're here to do, the people who come to support us. This is the coolest thing. We are in Earth School. So the heart chakra is the most important part for me of Earth School. Yes, all the rest have to rock and roll. You have to have every chakra in balance in order to enjoy life, in order to move through your lessons, in order to be an integral part of a body, mind, and soul. So I am going to happily and wonderfully and awesomely get into the heart chakra. So you know that the heart chakra is green. It rocks the color green. I'll tell you what, I never could understand why the heart chakra rocked the color green, except if I kind of love Metatron, because Metatron goes from green to red, because we all think of the heart here as red. So I kind of look at it on a spectrum, green to red, and I know a lot of people do that. They think of heart and it's red, but really our root chakra is red. But it doesn't matter what color you actually apply to the chakras. It matters that you clear them. So I like the watermelon tourmaline or watermelon crystal that goes from a beautiful green to light green to medium red to dark red. It is the coolest thing, and I'm really wanting to get a necklace with one. So as soon as I find one that I can actually put on a necklace, I am going to get that. But let me just give you some facts about the heart chakra that, you know, hopefully you know. But the heart chakra is our fourth chakra. Sorry about that. I'm still on the other one. The fourth chakra, it's located in the center of the chest, just above the heart. The issues with it are love, joy, and inner peace. I mean, how perfect is that? Love, joy, and inner peace. That's what we all want. Every one of us wants that in our life. Otherwise, you're looking at chaos, turmoil, and aggravation. So this is the most important for me chakra, besides, of course, well, I don't probably think the most important, but why we're here. We're here to learn how to love. We're here to have love, receive love, and give love. So the emotional issues that, of course, come with the heart chakra are the love, joy, and inner peace. I love love. So to me, I am so excited to bring this to you. Let me go through some of the things that you have physical problems with when you don't have your heart chakra in tuned. It can cause congestive heart failure, heart attack, mitral valve insufficiency. It also can cause asthma, shortening of breath, allergies, lung cancer, pneumonia, bronchitis, emphysema, breast cancer, breast disorders such as mastiff or cysts in your breasts. Now, a lot of people have those. So we like to clear the heart chakra, but I have to tell you and get it in balance that I'm a Western medicine girl with Eastern influences. So if you have any of these issues, the first thing I'm going to tell you is seek a medical physician. The second thing I'm going to tell you is in conjunction with what you do Western medicine, Eastern medicine is a great way. I mean, just think, you can't have the West without the East. You can't have North without South. So we've got to be able to do balance, balance, East, West. So I have always believed that you don't do one without the other. This is important for your heart chakra. Now, it also has for implants, shoulder, arm, hand issues, such as carpal tunnel syndrome. And I know a lot of people have that. One of the best ways to open up your heart is to love yourself, love others, and love pets. Open that heart. What they say about pets, and I love this because most homes have pets, or you feed a stray, and if you are alone, they're the best things for you because you're never alone when you have a pet. In fact, you are never alone when you have a pet because you have to feed them. And they give you such unconditional love that, to me, if you are looking for unconditional love and you don't find it elsewhere, grab a pet. I don't know about a snake or a lizard, but, hey, they probably can love you too. But cats and dogs, you know, I love zebras and giraffes, but you can't have them, and I don't know how much they love you back. But I really suggest that if you want to open, if your heart is really hardened and closed to life, closed to love, closed to people, try a pet because they will open that heart chakra like you've never seen. And once that heart chakra is open, the sky's the limit for you. So what you need to do and why it works is the body is a life giver. The heart gives life. So you need to receive the amount of nutrients and the amount of love and affection and stimulus to make that heart work. So what they say is when you give love and you receive love, that's the best way that you can clear your heart chakra. So again, I'm going to tell you that the heart chakra is green, although I always think of it as a watermelon tourmaline, green to red. I do know that there is the note that is associated with the heart chakra is F. I always wondered about that because, you know, when my son got an F, I used to say, Arthur, you got an F? And he'd go, Mom, F stands for fantastic. That was in third grade. So every time I look at that F, that note that rocks the heart, I always think of that story. So listen to music. Download an MP3 of the sound F if you want to open your heart chakra. With me, I would prefer to open all of them at once. So even if I needed the heart chakra open, I would go to listen to the seven chakra MP3 to open all of them, get them spinning right, get them attuned to your body. And now I'm going to tell you a little bit about the archangels that are associated. And I know, Candy, you're listening. With green. Shamuel is one that rocks the color green. If you want to have Shamuel in your life, you want to bring some green fluorite crystal into your life. Just go to a metaphysical store, look on green fluorite crystal. Green's the color of the heart. Shamuel's name means he who sees God. Ooh, I love that. And his aura is pale green. You go with any color green with the heart, because again, some people think it rocks red. He is usually on the list of seven core archangels, and he is considered a powerful leader in the angelic hierarchy. Yay! I knew it, because anything that rocks the color green associated with the heart is going to be like up there. He is known as the powers. Call on Shamuel to help heal anxiety, bring peace into your life. He also helps us seek out important parts of our lives, such as love. See, love, heart, isn't that great? Relationships, friends, careers, lost items, and our life purpose. I mean, think about that. Shamuel does everything. Go run and get those green. I'm going to do it. I think I have some green. I'm wearing green today, so you can look. Because I'm doing heart chakra, if you go onto YouTube, you'll see I'm wearing green and white. And I've got leaves all over to kind of ground me to the earth also. Shamuel is a loving energy. By wearing or carrying a green fluorite or calling on him, he can help you in all of these main parts of your life. So if you want to feel close to Shamuel, start rocking your heart chakra and the green fluorite. There are a couple more color green for the angels, and I wanted to bring them to you. One is, of course, Metatron. Yay, Metatron! I know, Candy, you're out there saying, Metatron, he's my dude. I know, I can hear you. Remember, I'm telepathic. Metatron actually is watermelon tourmaline color that I mentioned today, because I think that the heart is so perfect and so wonderful and so sweet. I think it rocks all that color, so from green to red. Metatron, who is also the prophet and scribe Enoch, is said to have walked with God. He is another one that is very close, because he wouldn't have that color. And he retained his God-given purity during his mortal life. He actually had a mortal life here. He works to find alternatives for ADD, ADHD. It's really cool because he works with the kids, and I love this. His aura is beautiful green and pink stripes. The crystal aligned with Metatron's energy is the watermelon tourmaline. Go grab one. This is so important. So you'll see why I love the watermelon tourmaline. I like anything that goes from one color to the next. I love all the new styles that have like all the shirts that they call them fade out. I even like the hair called fade out. So please know that Metatron also rocks the heart chakra, and I love that. Another archangel there's probably a whole lot of archangels that rock the color green, but the next one is Raphael. Raphael's name means God heals. Well, who better than to heal but the heart? Because so many of us have had on this earth school or in this earth school plenty of heartache, heart problems, family, friends, lovers, husbands, wives, anybody. And that's what you call on Raphael for. He has an emerald green aura. Oh, my Lord, emerald green rocks that color of the heart chakra. Raphael is a powerful healer and can be called for any kind of healing. He is also known as the patron of travelers. Oh, I love that because, you know, I got a call on him. And can be called on for safe travel, lodging, and luggage details. Oh my God, for all of you people who have luggage issues, call Raphael in. Archangels Raphael and Michael often work in tandem to exorcise troublesome spirits and escort away lower energies from people and places. I just worked with somebody with Archangel Michael doing this last weekend, and thank goodness he is around and fights for us. The crystals they are aligned with, Raphael's healing energy is emerald and malachite. Well, emerald, you can get them in all shades of green, but they go to all dark green. So here you've got three beautiful angels that you can call on for your heart chakra, to attune your heart chakra to make sure that it is aligned with the rest of you and get it rocking and rolling again. So I hope that you all are getting stuff or at least something out of these chakras. I don't know why spirit keeps bringing them to me, but either it's trying to heal me or but somebody out there needs to hear it. So again, our chakras are what aligns us. They're our kundalini energy. They go from the root chakra to the top chakra, which you know is our chakra that attunes to the higher self. And I would like the crown chakra. Oh, my goodness. And I like crowns because I swear I rock princess energy. And I just was a loss for words. But anyway, our third eye, our crown, our throat, our heart, our solar plexus, our root chakra, our sacral chakra, they all need to be aligned. And the best way to align them is what I call rainbow shower, which I like getting in the shower. I like the water. It runs right down your head from your crown chakra to your root chakra, and it goes right out the drain. All of your negative energies or negative things that you've picked up during the day or that you feel that could be from others or situations you've been in, they wash right down the drain. So into the rainbow chakra shower. So you envision a beautiful rainbow above your head, and you wash down your body. It starts in your crown chakra. It works all the way down from your crown to your third eye, to your throat, to your heart, to your solar plexus, to your sacral, through your root chakra, and into the earth, down the drain. I love this. It makes you feel lighter. It makes you feel invigorated. It makes you feel alive. Think of that lotus flower and each one of those chakras as they go down your body, going clockwise and spinning with the colors of the rainbow. So if you can do that every day or once at night or whatever, how you take your shower, that will help you continue the day in balanced energy. So yes, we have to work on things, but this kind of gives you a heads up. So I hope that has helped you with the chakras and how to align the chakras and the heart chakra. Oh, my goodness. You couldn't have talked about a bigger chakra. So I'll tell you, I think since I've learned about all these chakras and I've been giving them to you, I have felt better and felt lighter because I'm actually doing what I'm telling everybody, because sometimes we all forget. I mean, you know, I love that do what I say, not what I do, because sometimes when we're in metaphysics, we want to tell people and we want to help people and want to give messages to people, but we don't always listen or take our own messages. I do. I try. I sometimes fail to do it as I should, but I love when I'm just given it again and again, because then I also start to do it and I get back in tune with my inner self and all of my chakras. So I want to thank everybody for listening to that. I think the last two chakras are coming up, and then we are moving to past lives, which is what I really want to get into. So now that I've gone through that, I do have some announcements to make. One, the first announcement I'm going to make is tomorrow we have, say goodbye to my YouTubers. Everyone, I am going to end this YouTube video. So please watch it and please check the YouTube out, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye. Okay, so now that I've done that, I'm done with YouTube. Anyway, you can watch that YouTube part today once I post it. But I did want to make a few announcements that I didn't make in the beginning. First, tomorrow we have a fabulous guy from the UK. His name is Grant Collier. He's a paranormal investigator, a famous one from the UK. He is associated with a group called Spooksville, and he has investigated some famous places for some famous people over there. One of them is associated with the beginning of American Idol, so he will tell that tomorrow. He also associates with rock groups and helps them out. And he is a spirit medium. He He is super cool, and his birthday was yesterday or today. I can't remember. I'd have to look at my notes. So we are going to sing happy birthday to him. He's a youngin', but I think I'm younger. But anyway, he is going to be with us at 1 to 1 o'clock tomorrow. So please come in early. He is going to be giving you messages. He'll be doing interacting with you after we talk to him for a little bit. He is super cool, super connected. And if I were you, because I want a reading from him, I would be getting in early. So again, Grant Collier, you can go to his webpage actually before you listen to him here. And I'm going to give you his, I think it's grantcollier.com. So let me, the thing is, when I printed it, it was, it printed all black, but just Google him, Grant Collier, UK medium. So he is super nice. He's been doing this since he's 5 years old. I'm bringing him to you. He was on the show a couple weeks ago. He knocked one of our people's socks off with how many of their spirits from the other side they brought through. Bring up pencil and paper, please, because I was on Andrew D's show last week, and we were both talking about this before, and he wanted me to bring it onto his show as well as I've said it on mine. When they bring through spirit, or when I bring through spirit, not all the time are you going to remember what they're bringing you. So if you don't recognize or resonate with something and the spirit keeps showing it, please write it down, because eventually, a day or two later, you're going to go, aha, now I know what they were talking about. And this has happened so many times that I, even with me, that I will tell you, please bring a pencil and paper. When Grant or I give you any messages, write them down, because I know you're going to call me the week after and say, Bonnie, I know what you were talking about. Or, Bonnie, how do I get a hold of Grant? Because I know the person he wanted here for me. So another thing I want to tell you also is a lot of us bring through people that maybe you didn't think were coming through or didn't really want to hear from them. And the cool news is I went through this whole thing on Andrew D's show, so I'd love to actually give it to my show as a counselor. You know, the biggest healing comes from the ones you really don't want to hear from. It's wonderful to know that your mom and your dad, especially mine, are with me or with you, and they give you love and bring you affection, and it does healing for you to know that they're around you. But after a while, who come through sometimes are the spirits that need to tell you something that they know you're hurting from. Like we had a person on the show, and he said, well, I don't want to really hear from him. You can just get rid of him. So I was really kind of taken back, because we might not want to hear from them, but they want to get through. And most of the time it's to heal something that's happened, to say they're sorry, to tell you they regret something. So please take those messages. They're the most healing ones on this earth plane. And I just love that. So he's coming in tomorrow. It's Grant Collier. He will be with me, and we will be doing a rock and roll show. He's also a sings. He channels the big singers, so he loves to do it. So hopefully he'll get a chance to sing on our show, although we're going to all sing happy birthday to him. On Wednesday, we have Dr. Ron Cole. Dr. Ron Cole is bringing astrology. And from what I hear, the skies are full this week of Saturn going retrograde, Mercury going forward, all kinds of Venus being in Leo, who knows. And I know them to you. Cool news about Ron, because we've shaken up the show, is he also is a master tarotist. So he is bringing you two cards a week. And I think we're on card. The first one is 0-1, then 2 and 3, 4 and 5. So I think we're on 6 and 7 this week. Don't ask me, because I don't read tarot. I love them, and I have the deck, I have the book and everything, but I never could figure out all that was. And I, you know, ADD, you can't really pay too much attention, but I am on my seat when Ron Cole brings them through. He just has a different way of talking about the cards. And I have had tarotists that read tarot send me notes saying that they never knew, especially with the Fool card. And you can go back on Wednesdays and listen to the cards if you haven't. I think 3 Wednesdays ago he started, or four Wednesdays to go. So you can catch up if you need to, go into the archives and go get the two cards. That I think he starts about 1:30 in each if you don't want to listen to his astrology, which is so fascinating. But it's gone probably now. You can start listening to the tarot cards that he's bringing through. He brings through such detail that if you are a tarot card reader, this is for you. If you aren't, this teaches you what the cards are actually saying and what they're about. So I love that. So you'll be hearing Ron Cole on Wednesday from 1 to 2. And then 2 to 3, it's the girls! I love this. It's The View with the girls, well, with audience participation. So it's me, and me. It's Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. We'll be bringing you all kinds. We'll just be chatting away, seeing how our week went, our metaphysical week went, and then we are going to be taking calls from you. So we will be talking live, and you just don't know what happens when we talk live. So I love it. It's called The Girls, and we'll be with you from 2 to 3. Thursday, I do have an author that's coming, but I might have to reschedule him if he's listening. And if he's not, I'll be getting a hold of him. He wrote the book The Light, and one of the new books that's coming out for him is 90 Days of Heat, how he did and transformed his life with hot yoga. You might not think that that's metaphysical, but he is metaphysical. So he's super cool, and I am going to bring him to you. If I don't bring him Thursday, hopefully he'll come with me on Friday, which is my show, wrap up the week. So I am so excited. Today, I also want to sing happy birthday to my dog, Chili. I didn't realize Chili turned 11 on the 9th. So here we go, Chili, because she's been mad at me ever since. I couldn't figure out why she was mad at me, and she was doing all kinds of crazy, weird things. And I just happened to know her birthday's in March, and look at it. And I missed her birthday. But my son went out and got her a squeezy dinosaur doll, and she loves it. But I got to sing happy birthday to my psychic dog, who's a Pisces, for her 11th birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chili. Happy birthday to you. Chili gives me a lot of love, although I didn't want a pet after my last one left this physical world. And we got Chili 11 years ago. Not to my knowledge, my son was in the mall while I was buying clothes, and here comes a little dog, a little chihuahua the size of his hand, and my dad and him are walking with this sheepish grin. All of a sudden, there's a dog that shows up. Now, did I want one? No. I had plenty of things to love in my life. Do I love her? Oh, my goodness, yes. I don't know what I would do without Chili, and actually, I really don't know what she would do without us, because I think she picked our family because she is psychic. She does see spirit, although all of them do. But she keeps the lower vibrations when I do the show to a minimum. Away, actually, her and Archangel Michael work very close hand in hand. So I am very thankful for Chili, and I want to wish her a happy, happy, happy birthday. Again, I am excited the following week. I just want to let you know what we're doing. We've got Jerry Humphreys. I love Jerry. He's the CEO, and so many more things, of the magazine I'm just going to tell you about because I am now a columnist for it. It's PsychicInsightMagazine.com. Please download it. It's free for now, and it is a super cool, connected, unbelievable, educational, wonderful magazine. Again, it's Psychic Insight Magazine. You can get it going to www.psychicinsightmagazine.com. You will see Jerry, he actually, which I'm so happy for, actually is did an article because he is one of the coolest connected guys I know. He does a pet communication. He is a pet communicator, a pet psychic. He does animal totems. He's super, super mediumistic. Psychic, intuitive. He does cards. He gets the information. He sees, he smells, he feels. I mean, Jerry's so connected to everything, and I'm super excited that he started this magazine because he's a very knowledgeable, wonderful. His, you know, he rocks for his, he does readings, of course. He does findings of animals, but he is also a hypnotherapist talking about past life regression. He's a very, very high up there, I don't even know what they call it, a Reiki master. He's done Reiki on my girlfriend and her dog, who were non-believers, kind of, but she is so, so got so much use and help and healing from it that now she's going to get two more sessions. So please look up Jerry Humphreys. He is at Sense of Knowing. I think it's www.senseofknowing.co.uk or UKCO, however you want to put that. You can actually find him if you go to the magazine under Contact. If any of you want to contact me through that magazine, I'm Ask Bonnie. Just ask me. You can look at the questions that were asked and the answers I gave, but it's kind of like Dear Abby here in the United States, although now I'm 209. I am the fresh Dear Abby. So we also, I remember E. Jean from Vogue and all kinds of stuff, and I always wanted to grow up and be just like them, and I love that I actually was asked to do this column. So if you do have questions for me and you want them in print, we don't use names, only you put to so that you know that you are getting the answer from me. I love this. I've been asked very tough questions. They aren't easy. Putting them in print isn't easy because, you know, when I talk to you and I feel your energy and it's interesting that I can actually say what I want, but in print it's not easy. So I really hope that I give you the best, most knowledgeable answer to your questions. And a lot of them have to do with life and life coaching. And I love that. It so sits well with me, and anything is up for grabs, so please go and put in questions for me. I am now going to take a caller. I am so happy to do that. So 954, you are on with Bonnie. Hi. Hi.
Hi. My name is Diane.
Hi, Diane. How are you today?
We're not okay. I'm just having some questions about my job that I just started.
Okay, well, you know what, Diane? Let's talk a little bit. I need to feel your aura. Where are you from?
I'm located in Florida, but originally from Trinidad.
Oh, we're in Florida. I'm in Florida, so your weather is fabulous. If you go to
Hollywood.
YouTube, you'll see me. Where are you?
Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're about 3 hours or 2.5 hours away, but I love Hollywood, Florida, because you're close to, I think you're close to Boca. You're close to, is it Boca and Delray Beach?
Yes.
About an hour? Yeah, I love that. Oh, my goodness, girlfriend, you're in a great area. So what job did you just
Florida.
Start? I know. Well it's kind of like where you're from.
Yes, exactly. I'm a registered nurse.
Ah, me too.
I see that.
Me too. Me too. Oh, goodness, girlfriend.
So that's too my pain.
Oh, you know what? I got to tell you, if you are an RN and you got your license a while ago, I have had nurses that have wanted to come out of nursing because of all the paperwork and the red tape of it's not even anymore of taking care of patients, but it's more about documenting that they're not going to do anything to the hospital. So yeah, I do feel your pain, and I hope that you're in a better field than that in nursing, but tell me where you got a job.
Well, I got a job to work as a nurse doing clinical review for Medicare in an authorization department with a company that is up and coming. And it's I thought the floor was stressful, but this is just as stressful. I'm working 30 hours overtime with this place, and it's all volunteer, but if you don't work overtime, you're looked at as not wanting to grow with the company.
Okay, so
I'm trying.
Well, I need to ask you a few questions. Wait a minute here, because I'm loving this. But first of all, I wouldn't think that that's really a legal thing that they're doing, because you're not their friend, you're not their relative, you're their employee. And if you are working, you should be paid for it. So what are they saying to you, that they're not going to pay you for your overtime?
Oh no, they love the fact that I'm working overtime. They'll pay me time and a half. They'll pay me if I work 80 hours a week. They just need a body there to work. It's me and a whole bunch of other people that are there.
Okay.
You know, so just that
you don't want to work overtime.
Well, I don't mind working overtime, but when you don't, you're looked at as, I don't know, you don't want to grow with the company.
I get it. So what they did, and I love this, actually, because I want to talk to you about this. So what they did is they didn't hire enough people, or they're growing too fast for their britches.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's great for you. That's fabulous.
Okay.
I actually, this field, I've got to tell you, even though I don't like it, I'm more of a hands-on nursing person. And I liked psych also, but I did ICU. And I liked ER. And I did burn you. But so anyway, if you're not going to be with patients, the new trend, and you just heard me say this, is paperwork. And what you're doing is actually cutting edge. And Medicare, where I don't love what they do about medicine, there is a need for good nurses to understand what needs to be done in Medicare. So I think this is, if they're paying you time and a half, not only wouldn't I look to go with somebody else, but I would look at the fact that they don't want to lose money. They're paying you double. If they hire someone else, they only have to pay them once. They don't have to pay double. So what's going to happen is, as they grow, they're going to hire more and more and more, and you're going to possibly say to yourself, I wish I didn't do that, because now I'm not making the kind of money I thought that I was making before. So I don't know if you need it or you don't need it, but nursing jobs are, you can get a nursing job anywhere if you want to be on the floor. Even clinical, I see jobs open everywhere. But if you want to do the cutting edge of what's going on, which is all insurance, of course, you're in the right field, you're in the right place. And if I were you, it won't be long, but you aren't going to be doing overtime, because they're going to want to save the money. So I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. Because they're planning on hiring more nurses, because every time they hire, they lose nurses because of how hard they work you.
Which, yeah.
You know, work is not going to kill me. I don't have a problem with work. It's, we kind of get burnt out and tired really, really fast.
Yeah.
You know, because you're sitting at the screen.
Yeah. Well, most nurses don't want to do that. Most nurses don't want to do that. Most nurses want to be I won't say I hate to be footloose and fancy free. They want to be in that setting where they're not at a desk. But I'll tell you, when they find the nurse, the only problem I have is when they find the nurses that don't want to be on the floor and want to be on the desk, usually they're more much more conservative, more alone. They're team players.
Yeah.
Want it their way. So it's not always easy to get along with the people that you're working with, unless you just love them to death or life. So I would say that don't worry about this company. They are going to find people that'll stay, but the ones that don't stay aren't going to want to do the work, and you don't really want them there either if you're going to stay.
Very true.
What else?
My boss, she's very she's strange. She's friendly, but she has this look on her face like, if you don't do the work, you're going to get fired kind of thing. So you're kind of intimidated just a little bit.
Don't be intimidated, because I got to tell you, she's getting, that's what they're teaching her. Okay. And so the people, that's what I'm telling you about the people that end up staying in places like where you are. They are a little different, because one is they're under high pressure. It isn't an easy job, because you are sitting there 8 to 12 hour day, and
yeah.
You're making decisions. You're making decisions that the bottom line is they want to save money, and you have to make the right decision in what you push through. So she's getting the same flack you are, and the only difference is that you're under her. So if I were you, I wouldn't be intimidated by her. I would just say, I am doing the best I can. And you know, I love this job and I'm going to be here with you. So don't get upset. I'm going to, you know, chill. And you know what? I really believe if you take that kind of an attitude, she'll chill out just a little, but not much. But she'll know inside, she'll smile. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, she already did me a favor. She adjusted my hours for me because she knows when I come to work, I do my job and I go home and I don't really chit-chat like some of the other nurses do. And then they lose time and then they're running out of time. I don't do that. I come, I sit down, I do my work and I go home. My issue is it's the right place for me.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I don't know why you took this job because
I needed a job.
but you know, why didn't you go into the hospital?
I'm done with floor work. They're abusive.
Okay.
Too much. Have like 8 and 10 patients on a day shift.
They do abuse you. I get in certain places. So you know, my big thing is you're going to get paid more where you are than working in a doctor's office also. But, you know, there's beautiful surgery centers and outpatient things that you can actually make really good money and work. I don't know if you're interested in them. But I will tell you that I feel like for you, you're going to stay there for a while. So,
that's fine. I really want to go into management, you know. I used to work at the VA in Miami. And I just last night just applied to a VA position, which I meet the criteria for everything on that position because I used to do it, and they can't seem to replace me since I left there.
Well, I got to tell you, why did you leave the VA? I've got to tell you something. How many years did you? My husband's with the VA, so how many years?
Okay, because I mean, I am an Army veteran, you know, as well, and I was in the U.S. Army Reserve for 4 years, and I'm serviced for the VA for 2 years. And I left because I wasn't really getting along with my manager, so I just resigned after 2 years.
You know, I got to tell you, and I'm going to say this for everybody, I love the VA. For my husband, it doesn't pay. My husband, this is charity work for him because he gave up a practice to go there because he felt like he needed to help help pay back, you know, the people
right.
who have given mm-hmm. us freedom. But I have to mm-hmm. tell you, and he was from Walter Reed. So I have to tell you that I love the VA for many reasons. You can retire. By the time you turn around, you have a great retirement. They take care of you. After a certain amount of time, you can't be let go because somebody doesn't like you. You're actually...
I agree.
So,
and that's what was going on with me and this manager. She was not a nurse. I was under her. She was a biller. She didn't understand the authorization process of the clinical process part of it. And every moment she got, she was trying to get me terminated, and I just got tired of that.
Yeah.
But
well,
she couldn't do it. I took her to the union, and the union took her off of my management staff, and I was being manager from Orlando, but I still had to sit in front of her, so it was very uncomfortable.
What did you? Were you in Orlando? Because I'm in
Miami.
Orlando. That's where. Okay, Miami one. Okay, you know, my big thing is if you want to stay with this company just to stay a year, I don't know how long you've been there, but to put that under your belt, my head's going to tell me that I love the VA and anybody, the benefits outweigh the negative for me. And, you know, you're always going to run into, and this is life's lesson, you're always going to run into people that you aren't one that's not going to see eye to eye with you or intimidate you. You see, if you've listened to any of my other shows, it talks to you about if everything was easy, we wouldn't be here. So your soul needs the reason why your soul, you're here and these things happen is because your soul needs to grow. So you need to make a decision. Are you going to let someone intimidate you to the point where you leave, or are you going to work through it? And there's where, and if let me tell you something, if you don't, and that's one of your lessons here, it will happen and happen and happen and happen again until you actually make a difference and say, no, I'm not going to take this anymore, and I am going to stand up for what I do, and I'm not going to leave. I'm actually going to shine.
Well, at the VA, I really had to stand up for myself. Otherwise, she would have terminated me from a federal job. And I really had to go to bat. I really, really had to go to bed, and it was very stressful to have to sit down and watch her I won the case. But
well,
now
so
I have an opportunity to go back.
Yes. You know, is it the same job?
It's the exact same job that nobody can do, which I know I can do. And I'm going to fall under that department, but I'm probably not going to be under her, and they might have to put me somewhere else. That's why I reapplied for it.
And so which one, because I see that you could, see, I'm going to tell you to go back, because I believe for your career and for your stress level and for, because it's got to be that you, you know, I know the VA, you work like, you know, 7 to 4 or whatever, and so you have weekends off and, you know, you have holidays, and it's much easier as far as hours go. And
as far as family time, as far as family time and hours. I had that. This dog, I'm not going to have it.
No, you're not. So what the spirit's probably telling you is, which one do you want? Because both of them are available to you. Do you want to spend more time? You know, me, I'm going to tell you that I think you could work at either. I don't see a problem with either for you. I think you are. I think you'll get further in, I hate to say this, but I think you will get further in the VA because you can move up in rank there. You know, with, you can keep applying for jobs that go up and up and up. And the place that, you'll have a chance to do that, but I don't know how fast you'll have a chance to do that. And I've got to tell you that if they downsize, you're not going to be one of them because they'll be people, but you never know what. You know, whereas the VA, you are, you know, you're not ever worried about that. So if I were you and you were offered the job again, how long have you been at this job? Do you like it?
Yeah, it's okay. I can do it. I just have to get to know it better. This job, believe it or not, I've only been there 5 weeks.
Yes, I knew that. I was going to say 6 weeks. So, you know, to me, I'm going to tell you that I would love you to give it a year because then you have that underneath your belt. And if in a year you're not where you want to be, I would be going back to the VA if they offer it for you. But if you've got two jobs on the line and they offer, the VA offers this to you, you might want to look long and hard because once you move back, I would say you're there for life. I would not think that you're going to leave. Now, this
and
job.
I agree with you. I agree with you with the part about the VA because they consider the amount of years you work for them into the new employment that you do go with them in.
Yeah.
And it's a federal job. I mean, you know, how much better can it get?
Right. So I think you know the answer to what my so if you can if they offer you and you can go back and but I would think, you know, when you do go back because I feel like that's where you're pulled. If you do go back and they offer it to you, I would look at it as a lifetime position this time and just work through any issues that you have. Don't look at it that you can walk out to look for another job because you will find another job, but look at it as a lifetime career and something that you will navigate through for the next 15 years. Because I think you can retire at 20 years or 15 or something like that. But that's how I would look at it. If you're not ready to do that, then keep your job. But I really believe that a blessing is to work for the VA. I really do.
Well, this was the reason I called, because this position is so rare. And it's just like it fell into my lap last night, like because they had closed the windows on this.
Do it.
Say it again.
Do it.
I already applied, and personally, I really think I have the job, but that's for them to decide. But it's just so weird that this position came back open all over again because they had closed it last week. Maybe they couldn't find a good candidate, and I have everything that they need.
If they offer you the job, and I'm going to say that let me ask Spirit. They say that they're going to offer you the job and you'll take it. So I'm going to close the book on that because there isn't anything more to say except that you're going to be happy. You're going to have back in. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, but I think you'll take a big sigh of relief and say, oh my goodness, I'm grateful I'm here again. Because I think that's one of the things that they want you to be.
You know, I'm just concerned because I'm making good money at this place, and I don't want the VA to, like, give me a sliding scale kind of salary.
I've never heard of the VA doing that. I thought each job pay description, that's what you get per how long you've been there.
Yeah, they go by your experience and all that, so I'm hoping I can just even out on that for the VA.
Well, what I would say to them is this. They'll only have a top salary for you, and if you take it, they'll move on, because that's what happened with my husband. So if you say, well, but you can say to them, because they can give you a bonus again. You can say to them, look, I'm leaving a very lucrative job, and I love the VA. I need a bigger bonus, or I need a bigger pay scale. And if they say, well, what do you want? Say, well, what can you offer? Because they do have they will be able to sneak in money, but not in the way of salary, because salary, everybody coming in at your level makes the same unless you have more experience. So I would say that if you're going to ask for anything, ask if there is any bonus money for signing on.
Okay.
And that's it. But I would really be grateful that you got that job back. And I feel like when you get it, you'll, like, take a deep sigh of relief. I don't know why, but that's what I'm getting.
well, that will be good.
I love that you're doing this. I love that you're doing this. I think you'll move up. Go ahead.
I pick up things very quickly, and when I was at the VA, I did more than my share of work because I used to do my work plus help the veterans in ways that they couldn't be helped when they tried themselves. I knew how to get around it with the red tape, and I would just tell them, just give me a call, and I'll see what I can do for you. And I did really good with them, and I like the idea of being able to help them without them going home all depressed.
Absolutely.
And I didn't really have patient contact, but it ended up being patient contact because I'm also a people person.
Yes, I can tell that. And that's why I said I'm not sure why you applied for that other job, but I do get it. And at least in the VA, I know that when you do your job, everybody's appreciative of another hand versus when you're in this job that you're in right now, you're going home. You're not taking care of anything. You don't really talk to patients. I mean, unless you're calling.
Right.
Them. But I will tell you that, go ahead, because we only have 2 minutes
left.
With this
job, with this job, I work for a temp agency right now, and if I do go full-time, it'll be 5 months down the line, and I don't have any really good health insurance at this moment just because of this job. Would the VA health insurance come within 30 days?
Absolutely. You're talking to the choir here. I love when you can give back to the VA. There are boys, men, girls, service people who need you. And to me, it's worth the pay cut. And they give you back security. So to me, it's a done deal. I mean, I just did. So that would be me. But you know, you have free will. But spirit tells me you're going to take the job and have a sigh of relief.
Okay. Well,
you go,
thank
girl.
You very much for your time, Bonnie.
You're welcome. Call us back. You're very welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, everyone. I love that. You know, I've got to tell you, I love when people give back to society, communities, and people who have helped us in life. And I want to thank everybody. Please join me tomorrow again at 1:00 with Grant Collier. He's going to find all your dead people, or as we say, people on the other side. Call him. He's fabulous. He's wonderful. And you got me too. So hopefully enjoy the show. Have a great day. Be happy. And I love you. Bye.